News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
We're back. 25% off 500,000 seats. That is the advertisement on the Ryanair website this morning. It comes, I suppose, despite a call from the Department of Health's Chief Medical Officer, Tony Holland, calling on people not to holiday abroad this year. Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson joins us. Eddie, Tony Holland, was he wrong to say what he said? Was it a solo run? Should he have said it? Do you disagree with it?
I disagree with it. I mean, we have got back to flying from today, 40% of the schedule, and we've been planning that over the last 6-7 weeks, and we were doing it on the basis of the European Union and the European Centre for Disease Control, which said, here's the guidelines, here's how to get back flying. Everybody else in Europe is back flying. The UK are due to name the countries today to open their air corridors, and Ireland is sitting out on its own.
Was he wrong to say what he said?
I believe so, yeah. I think it's completely disproportionate because, like, what you're saying is that, like, this idea that we are going to be, like, we're going to have to live with this over the next number of years and take sensible measures, balance public health with growing an economy again, and everybody's well aware of that. But a blanket ban on saying that somehow or other we're going to be some COVID-free Tiernanogue, like, isn't actually going to work. I mean, even the bet, like, what will happen is that if we are to do that, we will have. We won't just be open for tourism. We won't be open for business. We'll have zero COVID, maybe momentarily. We'll have zero jobs. We'll have zero tourists. We have to get back in a balanced way, and everybody, most reasonable people, recognise that. And if you're going to travel, you're not going to leave your good habits on social distancing or, you know, good hand washing and all that when you travel abroad.
Okay.
And if you look at if you look at countries, for example, like Greece. They have a fraction of the death rate. So is Portugal. It's about half the death rate as it has been in Ireland. You know, you'd ask the question that they would have concerns about coming to Ireland rather than the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
And a blanket ban like this is just causing whole-scale confusion for people. And it's the only country in Europe, and it is the one that needs air travel most.
What do you think of the fact that Tony Holohan has made the statement on the one hand, and on the other hand, the government are talking about introducing these green route corridors in a week's time? Like, was it a solo run by Tony Holohan, do you think?
I don't know, but like, what I can say is that, you know, we need a bit of leadership here from the government as to what's happening in relation to quarantines and this useless sort of form filling. What we're actually saying to people is that the country is closed. When today every other country in Europe is open, and the UK today are going to announce their air corridors, at least they will be open back into Europe. And we have, on the one hand, got air routes open. Like, airlines have to plan here. Right? Mm. It's expensive to move people around, and issuing edicts that say that everybody should cancel their holidays. For how long? This summer? Next summer? The summer after? I mean, at some stage, even if we have a vaccine, I mean, I don't have to be an epidemiologist to know that we will have this for a long, long time, and we are going to have outbreaks, and we're going to have to manage it, and we're going to have to get the balance right.
Okay.
But
Part of that getting that balance right, and you raise legitimate points about where do you end this? Where does all this end? Do you not go on holidays next year as well? Is it prudent, though, just to say, look, just for this summer, just like holiday at home, let's not take chances, let's not take risks, holiday at home. Is that not a prudent approach?
But there's not a basis for it. If you look at, like, the European Union looks after 500 million citizens. The European Commission said they have the European Centre for Disease Control, you know, who are the equivalent of the WHO in Europe, and they have said, here are the guidelines. They published those on May 20th. So that all of Europe could jump at the same time, so we wouldn't have this disjointed approach. And this is exactly what we have in Ireland. And we're the only country, that is really dependent on air travel. And everybody else is moving around Europe, and they are complying with these guidelines, and we're the exception.
Yeah. I look, there'll be a lot of people listening today who will be undecided whether to go on holidays. Look, I'm in that boat, although I've pretty much decided we won't go on our foreign holiday. Like, should I get my money back on the flight? Should, or maybe not my money back, but should I be allowed defer my flight for a year, given that the chief medical officer is saying it's probably better if you don't go?
Shane, like, in what you have is this idea that airlines are this bottomless pit of money in terms of what
fair
you're
enough.
Talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I'm there, not looking for money back.
Yeah, but
then.
Listen for a second, right? You look at what's happening. Most of the state or former state airlines are being bailed out at the moment. Their balance sheets are beyond repair. The capacity in Europe is going to plummet in terms of short-haul travel. Like, when we come out of this, when I added it up yesterday, there's close to 100,000 aviation jobs being lost at the moment in Europe. And a lot of them are never coming back. And those jobs are going to be the lifeblood of people moving around Europe for business, holidays, visiting friends and relatives. And the one country that's sitting out in the northwest Atlantic that needs air travel most is saying, we're actually closed.
Okay.
And they won't be able to compete for that business. And that 100,000 job losses in aviation is going to ripple through, and it's going to become a tsunami in the economy, like, as this moves on. And there's another 100,000 people in tourism jobs this summer who are going to make no money, because we are saying to the German tourists at the moment, who have a rate, I think, about a third of what it is in Ireland, go to Greece, go to Portugal, go to Spain, but don't go to Ireland. Doesn't make any sense.
So what should the government do?
The government should come out and direct policy, and they should get rid of this useless form filling. We're the only one that is still introducing this sort of, they call it a quarantine, but it's not a quarantine. And they should come out and show some leadership and say that we're open for business, and that we should allow people to move freely in and out of Ireland, particularly from Europe. Where, like, we have this idea in Ireland that we are best in class.
From
we're
Sweden,
mid-table.
From Sweden, from like, the UK, countries like, serious problems in relation to COVID-19.
Yeah, but people are managing those as well. You see the outbreak in Leicester. There's a local lockdown. That's going to continue. We've had clusters here in Monaghan.
So you go further than the green routes. You think just open it all up.
Sorry, within Ryanair. No. What I said was that Ryanair operates within Europe. Right, and the guidelines that are set down for Europe are from the European Centre of Disease Control, which is exactly what we are doing, and that people are responsible, and they don't lose their heads just because they're travelling. They will continue to use face masks, they'll continue to use good hand-washing etiquette, and they will make those sensible adjustments, because our economies rely on that, and we have to strike a balance. We can't say we're somehow different, close the doors and throw away the keys. Like, on that basis, we may as well move out to the Iron Islands, you know?
I'm just looking at a tweet from Tour America's Mary Kenny. She says, it's hard for me to do this, but for the next month or two, we should not take foreign holidays. Holidays are my business, and if you're a customer of Tour America TV, we will move you to 2021. It's a definitive statement, but it's also a very magnanimous gesture from the company.
Well, it may well be, because they've got nobody wants to go to America at the moment. But like, we operate within Europe, and we're operating to the guidelines. And the question that has to be asked by the government is, why is Ireland different? Why is every other country open for air travel if they implement the guidelines set out by the European Centre for Disease Control? That's exactly what we're doing. Why are we different?
Okay, we will leave it there. Ryanair CEO Eddie Wilson, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning.